られました。すごい音が響き渡っています。
全部精准命中目标，检验了精确打击和区域拒止能力。整个实弹发射
下达口令，多枚炮弹扑向目标海域，精准命中目标。
Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. In this video, I want to talk about the potential for China to invade Taiwan and what that would mean for the rest of the world and the global economy.If you've been following the channel, you'll know that I recently posted a video talking about Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan and the rise in tensions that that visit has caused. And I wanted to follow up on that because China has taken this visit very seriously. They are furious that the USA are now officially reaching out to Taiwan and making official visits. And they've been undertaking a lot of military exercises. And Taiwan believe that China are preparing to invade the island. And if that happens, that would be a real problem for everybody because we'd be in a situation where the US and other countries would have to come up with some sort of response.So in today's video, I'll provide you with a quick recap on Taiwan, how it's got itself into the situation it's in right now, and what the political situation is today. We'll talk about Nancy Pelosi's visit. We'll then have a look at some of those military exercises that China have been undertaking. And we'll talk about what the US response has been to that. And this is a really interesting time because we're midway through the Biden administration.Inflation is at really high levels right now in the USA. It's one of the key election issues. And in an ideal world, President Biden would like to do something that would help reduce prices to bring inflation back down. And the tariffs that are imposed against Chinese goods are part and parcel of those prices. And he'd been considering up until this point, potentially reducing some of those tariffs. Now, that has obviously now become a major political issue. So we'll talk about the tariffs. We'll talk about the trade deal that was put in place between Donald Trump and China. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary. So what I think is likely to happen with regards to this situation and what the implications of all of this are for the global economy. So before we get started, as usual, I'm going to ask you for a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content. Please subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters so you can skip over stuff if you're not that interested in it. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube's Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon.Taiwan is an island in the Western Pacific Ocean that lies roughly 100 miles off the coast of southeastern China. The island is approximately 245 miles long and 90 miles wide. Taiwan was historically an independent country, however it became a colony of the Netherlands in the mid-17th century. It later regained independence, however China took control in the late 17th century and ruled the island for over 200 years.In 1895, following the First Sino-Japanese War, it became a colony of Japan. However, the island returned to Chinese rule in 1945, following Japan's defeat in World War II. In 1949, Mao Zedong's communist forces took control of China and declared the People's Republic of China in Beijing. The previous ruling Nationalist Party retreated to Taiwan, where it declared the Republic of China and cut all contact with mainland China.In 1950, Taiwan became an ally of the United States, which was at war with China in Korea, and the US deployed a fleet into the Taiwan Strait to protect its ally from possible attack from mainland China. The first Taiwan Strait crisis started in 1954, when China launched military attacks on some smaller islands off the southeast coast, which Taiwan subsequently lost control of.In 1958, China launched a second wave of military offensives against two islands that were close to the Chinese mainland, Kinmen and Matsu, and Taiwan fought back with some US-supplied weapons. In 1979, the USA endorsed the One China policy and switched its diplomatic recognition from Taipei to Beijing. This change of stance by the USA was confirmed by the Taiwan Relations Act, which made clear that the US decision to establish diplomatic ties with Beijing rested upon the expectation that the future of Taiwan would be determined by peaceful means. And under that act, Washington was obliged to help Taiwan with the means to defend itself. In 1996, Taiwan decided to hold its first direct presidential vote, which caused the third Taiwan Strait crisis after Beijing launched missiles into the waters near Taiwan. The US responded by dispatching aircraft to the region, and the Taiwan president won victory by a landslide in March. In 2000, Taiwan elected a new president representing the Democratic Progressive Party, which supports Taiwanese sovereignty and formal independence. In 2016, a new president was elected for the DPP based on a manifesto of standing up to China. In response to this, China suspended all official communications with Taiwan. Later in 2016, US President-elect Donald Trump broke decades of US diplomatic precedents by speaking directly by telephone with the president of Taiwan. In 2017, the Donald Trump administration approved $1.4 billion worth of arms sales to Taiwan, which prompted anger from Beijing. In March 2018, Donald Trump signed legislation that encouraged the USA to send officials to Taiwan to meet Taiwanese counterparts and vice versa, which again infuriated China. And in September of 2018, the US State Department approved the sale to Taiwan of spare parts for F-16 fighter jets and other military aircraft worth up to $330 million, drawing a warning from China that it jeopardized cooperation between Beijing and Washington. In July 2022, US President Joe Biden and the Chinese president held a two-hour call where Biden underscored that the United States policy has not changed and that the United States strongly opposes unilateral efforts to change the status quo or undermine peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. So who is Nancy Pelosi and why did she visit Taiwan recently? Pelosi is the Speaker of the US House of Representatives and is a fervent defender of Taiwan and a critic of China's human rights abuses. During the visit, she pointed to a global struggle between autocracy and democracy, a favourite theme of Joe Biden's, and told reporters in the country, "We cannot back away from that." However, the 82-year-old has been heavily criticised, with one journalism referring to her visit as utterly reckless, dangerous and irresponsible, arguing that Taiwan will not be more secure or prosperous because of a purely symbolic visit. And other reports have stated that Pelosi made the visit as a last hurrah before the November midterm elections, in which she is expected to lose the Speaker's gavel. Joe Biden has publicly admitted that the US military felt the trip was not a good idea right now, not least because the President of China is preparing to secure a third term at the Chinese Communist Party's National Congress later this year. As a direct result of this visit, Nancy Pelosi has subsequently been sanctioned by China. A ministry spokesman for China stated, "In disregard of China's grave concerns and firm opposition, Speaker of the US House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi insisted on visiting China's Taiwan region. This constitutes a gross interference in China's internal affairs. It gravely undermines China's sovereignty and territorial integrity, seriously tramples on the One China principle, and severely threatens peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait." In response to Pelosi's egregious provocation, China decides to adopt sanctions on Pelosi and her immediate family members in accordance with relevant laws of the People's Republic of China.
Today, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman repeated threats of military action.
"If the U.S. is bent on going its own way, China will take resolute and strong measures to safeguard China's sovereignty and security interests."
Across the 100-mile-wide Taiwan Strait, it's a battle of drills. As soon as Pelosi arrived, China announced the beginning of air and sea military exercises around the island. Ahead of the visit, China put its military on high alert and flew fighter jets close to Taiwan. This past weekend, the People's Liberation Army conducted live fire exercises and released a highly produced video showing off its ability to defend the mainland. Taiwan responded with its own set of military exercises. But today, the official websites of Taiwan's presidential office and foreign ministry were both hacked. Amid threats of escalation, the United States has deployed four warships to waters east of Taiwan. U.S. officials maintain the speaker's trip is a routine congressional visit. Officially, the United States recognizes one China and has no diplomatic relations with Taiwan, but U.S. law commits the United States to help Taiwan defend itself.
In response to these military exercises, Taiwan's foreign minister has made the following public statement.
China has used the drills in its military playbook to prepare for the invasion of Taiwan. It is conducting large-scale military exercises and missile launches, as well as cyber attacks, disinformation campaign, and economic coercion in an attempt to weaken public morale in Taiwan. In other words, China's real intention behind these military exercises is to alter the status quo in the Taiwan Strait and the entire region. This has already brought significantly unstable elements into the mix, threatening regional security. China has also taken specific actions to break the long-standing tacit agreement on the medium line of the Taiwan Strait. And after the drills conclude, China may try to routinize its actions in an attempt to wreck the long-term status quo.
So strong words from Taiwan. And the big question here is, firstly, will China launch an invasion? And secondly, what will happen if they do? One of the things that I'm trying to do with the channel is to put everything into a global perspective, to give you a better understanding as to why something that's happening thousands of miles away from where you live could have an impact on your everyday life. You may think that what's happening right now in Taiwan has absolutely no relevance to your life, but that isn't actually true, because China manufactures a lot of different products and sells those products all around the world. And those products end up on the shelves everywhere, and the price of those products has a really big impact on inflation. And inflation is one of the biggest issues for countries all across the world. When a country imports goods from a place like China, it will add import tariffs. This is basically a tax that's added to earn extra revenue for the government of that country. So the price that consumers are paying on the shelves is a combination of the core price that was set by the manufacturer plus any taxes and duties that are applied to that product. And the reason that I'm mentioning this is that governments all around the world have the power to increase or reduce taxes and duties on goods from China, depending on how good the relationship is. So one of the issues coming out of the Taiwan Straits problem is that if governments want to increase the pressure on China, they could start to increase the taxes, because that would then reduce the amount of sales for those goods and reduce the amount of demand for Chinese goods. So there is a political issue here. And if we look at what's going on in the USA, because it's the easiest example to talk about. In 2018 and 2019, during the Donald Trump administration, tariffs were imposed on thousands of Chinese imports valued at that point at around $370 billion in an effort to apply pressure on China over its suspected theft of US intellectual property. A trade deal between the two countries reached at the end of 2019 required China to increase its purchases of US farm and manufactured goods, energy and services by $200 billion in 2020 and 2021. In a trade-off for this deal, the tariff on over 2,200 different categories of Chinese goods were reduced until the end of January 2021. Now, it's subsequently been reported that China has fallen well short of the agreed deal to buy more goods from the US. And union groups in the US are demanding that the USA keeps tariffs on Chinese goods in place in order to ensure a level playing field for workers in the USA and reduce the reliance on Chinese imports. Joe Biden has been concerned about reducing the level of tariffs in part because of labor problems in the country, which is a key area of votes for him, and also because of China's failure to buy products it agreed to purchase. But the problem that Joe Biden is facing is that the US has high levels of inflation right now. So anything that he can do to try to bring consumer prices down is going to be beneficial to the economy. But obviously, removing the tariff on Chinese goods will make those Chinese imports cheaper, and therefore it's likely to increase the amount of purchases of imports rather than homegrown product. So this is a really big conundrum for Joe Biden, because he needs to be seen to be strong against China. He needs to stand up against them and say that it's not acceptable for them to invade Taiwan and to have some form of leverage over them. But at the same time, there's a lot of pressure in the home economy to try and bring prices down. So it's a really difficult balancing act that Joe Biden's got here. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because the tension in Taiwan is rising. And this isn't something that's new. Taiwan has been on the political agenda for over 70 years. China considers Taiwan to be part of one China, and Taiwan considers itself to be independent. And the way that overseas nations deal with Taiwan has a really big impact on China. So up until now, everybody refers to Taiwan as Taipei. You may have seen in a recent video that I posted that Lithuania recently allowed Taiwan to open an official embassy in the country. In all of the countries of the world, the embassy is referred to as Taipei, which is the capital of the country, and China is prepared to overlook this. But they were not prepared to overlook Lithuania agreeing to an official Taiwanese embassy, and so they sanctioned Lithuania and tried to stop all manufacturers in China from having their products provided to Lithuania in any form. So even if it was a component, they wanted to ban the sale of those products. So China takes the matter very seriously. And the fact that the USA has sent an envoy over to the country, an official representative to go to visit Taiwan, in China's eyes means that they're officially verifying Taiwan as an individual entity. And that's caused a lot of concern politically in China. So there's real political tension here. China could theoretically invade Taiwan in the same way that Russia has invaded Ukraine. And that would be a big problem because the USA have been very vocal in their support for Taiwan. So if China does decide that it wants to go officially into the country and take over the island, then that would potentially draw a response from the US. And therefore, there's a potential for military conflict between China and the USA. Now, in terms of Russia's perspective here, Russia is trying to get itself closer to China. President Putin recently came out and backed the concept of one China. So effectively, he was saying that he doesn't see Taiwan as an individual country. They want to build new trading relations with India and China. So anything that gets Russia closer to China is going to work from his perspective. And if there was a military conflict between China and the USA, I'm very sure that Russia would be supportive of China. So this is all potentially leading to some sort of World War III conflict. Now, I don't think realistically that it's going to happen. I don't think that China will invade Taiwan. When you look at the pros and cons here, the downside of the invasion is far greater than the upside. If China wants to maintain its economic position, then it definitely would not invade Taiwan. However, as we've seen in Ukraine, these decisions are not always made on an economic or a logical basis. There are other matters at foot. And China does have an election coming up, and the leader is looking for his third consecutive term. So it's not entirely impossible that China could invade Taiwan. If it's seen as a good political message and supporting his leadership, then in the same way as President Putin has invaded Ukraine, there is a chance that China could invade Taiwan. Now, personally, I don't think it will happen. I think there's a lot of saber rattling. I think there's a lot of talk. They're very upset in China that the USA made an official visit because this is the first of that nature. So they've responded with all of these military exercises to show that they are serious, to show that they do have the military power to be able to take the island if they wanted to. But I don't think that they will actually go to the next level and make the invasion because it would be a crazy decision to make and it potentially could lead to World War III. So I don't see that happening this year or any time in the near future. But I wanted to post this video because I think it's really interesting to look at how the relationship between China and Taiwan is affecting economic decisions in all countries around the world because political leaders are having to make decisions on what they do with regards to the trade from China, and the political relationship with China has a direct influence on that. So the example that we talked through earlier of Joe Biden deciding whether or not to increase or reduce the tariffs on Chinese goods is obviously part and parcel of the relationship between the USA and China. So issues such as the Taiwanese crisis come into play and have an influence on all of these decisions. And ultimately, the decision that's made on those tariffs will affect the purchase price of all of those goods, and that will affect you because you're the person who's buying all of these products. Like it or not, a lot of products are made in China and they end up on shelves all around the world. And if the political decision is to increase tariffs on Chinese goods, then that will increase the price that you're having to pay and reduce the amount of money in your pocket. So hopefully that helps put things into perspective and makes you see how the world is interrelated, how what's happening thousands of miles away from you could have an impact on the money in your pocket. So hopefully you've enjoyed today's episode. If you've liked what I've said, please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.